Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for making it our day of favor. Thank you because it will answer for everyone. No one will leave this service the same. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Do what only you can do. Let the captives be healed. Let the sick be healed. Let those who are bound be loosed. You sent your word, the word heal them and deliver them from their destruction. As your word go forth, let there be healing. Let there be deliverance. Let the mark of favor come upon each and everyone. For all you do, we vow to give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we'll pray. Please, if you believe God, a loud amen. Welcome your neighbor to the left and right. Welcome them to God's presence. I give Jesus a big hand as you take your seat. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Gateways to Financial Fortune, Part 3. We began this journey 2 weeks ago. Today is the third Sunday. And we are advancing in the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The anchor scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. And we're going to be connecting that with our covenant day of favor. Because God is in a hurry to favor someone this week. You will say a loud amen. Amen. I want us to read verse 17 and verse 18. I take verse 17 and then we'll take verse 18 together, please. He said, "And they, thou say in thy heart, my power and my might or my hand has gotten me this wealth." Verse 18, let's read together, church. One, two, go. "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your father as it is this day." Please let it sink as you read it again. Just brood over that word, that verse 18. Let it sink. "Thou shalt remember." Anytime a man is called to remember or a woman is called to remember, it means at a point they forgot. It means somebody forgot something. Are you catching that now? If you didn't forget, I won't tell you to remember. Now, if you remember, in verse 17, he said, "Then thou say in thy heart, my power and my might or my hand has gotten me this wealth." That was what they said in their heart. And you know, God is the one that reads our heart. You may not say it in your mouth, but what are you saying in your heart? "I, the Lord, I search the heart and I try the reins to give to every man according to his work shall be." Hallelujah. He said, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God," verse 18, "for it is he that giveth the power to get wealth, that he may establish," what? "His covenant, which he swore unto thy father. And that covenant is still relevant today. That's what that word is saying. It's relevant today. So it's not an old covenant. It's a most current covenant for those who care to want to practice. I want to read it in the Message version. Verse 17 and verse 18. Look at what he said in the Message version. He said, if you start thinking to yourself, I did all this and all by myself, I'm rich, it's all mine. Well, think again. Remember that God, your God, give you the strength to produce all this wealth so as to confirm the covenant that he promised to your ancestors as it is today. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. God give it. So, in this kingdom, financial fortune is not an achievement. It's what God gives. It's an empowerment. We don't achieve it. John 3:27, a man can receive nothing except he be given. So we are product of reciprocation, or what we call recipient of what he has given. If he did not give, we cannot have. Are you with me right now? So anywhere you are now, even if you don't like it, God gave it. But it can be better. If you remember where you started from, and if you will continue to follow, in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 7, we read that also. For who make you to be differ from another? That word differ means different. And what has thou that thou did not receive? Now, if thou did receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? You see, when he left heaven to come to you, heaven took record. Heaven knew that this thing came from us and going to so-so-so person. So we are not achievers. We are receivers. Somebody say, I'm not an achiever. I'm a receiver. This mentality will humble us. Because if you don't understand this foundation, you will think that anything that you have is for show. This achiever's mentality, for sure. It's not for sure. Their foundation is to remember where it came from in the first place. Hallelujah. It's not for sure. It came from God to serve a purpose. And that is why we said that a passionate pursuit of God and the interest of his kingdom is the covenant key to a world of financial abundance. A passionate pursuit of God. God, God, God. Understanding the mind of God and following his mind is a covenant key to supernatural abundance. In Job 36 and verse 11, he said, if they obey and they serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in what? Pleasure. If they obey and they serve him, not serve themselves, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. In Psalm 34 and verse 10, he said, "A young lion do lack and they suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord with their substance, with their life, they shall not want any good thing." So I said in one of the teachings this month, I said, if you want, you may have missed it in seeking God. Because those who genuinely seek God, they don't want. They don't want. If you were here in the midweek service, a lot of us remember. I don't know if you remember again the slogan, buy one and get all free. Matthew 6:33. Buy one. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things, including financial blessing, shall be what? Added. So in the kingdom, we don't seek for money. Get down to verse 24, please. It says, "For you cannot serve two masters." 24, please. You can't serve two masters. You either serve one and despise the other, for you cannot serve God and also serve mammon. And mammon is what we call the god of money. Are you catching that now? 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. Please follow me, because these foundations are important. We're already building. We've started in the last 2 weeks. If you have not been with us, you may need to go and check. But these things are vital. Hallelujah. Let's get to verse 10 beginning, please. Thank you, Jesus. Start from verse 10, please. For the love of money is what? The root of all evil. Which while some covet, the word covet means I must have it by all means. They have what? Been erred from what? The faith. And they have pierced themselves with what? Many. So that's why you can never be happy, because you are seeking the wrong thing. Money does not make you happy. The Bible is teaching you wisdom. So what do I seek? I seek God. And when I have God, I will have gold. Because Haggai 2 verse 8 says, "The silver and the gold is mine, saith the Lord." So I'm not meant to seek the gold, because the gold is in the hands of the God. Are we making sense? Seek God. Chase God. Follow God. And you have secured your financial fortune. Put it this way. Malachi 3 verse 17 and 18. Please write the scriptures down. Meditate through it. Very, very important. Very important. It says, "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels." So listen to me. There is a day of his jewels, and we are in those days. The last days, God is going to be raising kingdom financial jewels. That word jewels talks about wealth, abundance, heavenly blessing that comes on man. "In that day, I will spare them as a man spareth" what? "His own son that serve him." Can you see that? So you can be a church person and not serve the God of the church. For instance, some people come to church to be serviced by God, but not to serve God. So we must change our priorities. They shall be mine. I will make them jewels. Jewels. When God becomes their priority, everything becomes an addition. If you hear, say I hear. So please don't come to church. Now listen to me. I'm not trying to make you. Don't come to church because you want a miracle. Come to church because you want to see the miracle working God. It's two different things. When you meet the God, you will have the miracle. Somebody say, I hear. So we said, listen, God will only entrust his true riches in the hand of those he can trust. Somebody say trust. Louder, you can say trust. God will only entrust true riches in the hand. Don't forget, he's the one that have it. He's looking for kingdom trustee. Will you be one of them this end time? People he can trust that they will not use this kingdom abundance for just themselves, but they will use it to advance the cause of God on the earth. They shall remember the Lord. He is the one that gave them the power to get it so that they can establish his covenant. So they are not running selfish purposes. They are not running selfish agenda. They are only running kingdom agenda on the earth. We are in those days. And may God find you worthy. Luke 16:11. If you are therefore not faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Who will commit to your trust the true riches? Who will commit to your trust the true riches? So we come to an understanding that God's blessing are not for accumulators. They are for distributors. If you hear, say I hear. Genesis 12 verse 2, I will bless you, Abraham, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless you. Now listen to me. The world does not know you for what you have. The world only knows you for what you have had. What you had to this world is more important than what you have. What you had. What you had, what you had. Kingdom financial blessing is not for containers. No, it's for channels. If you are not a channel, God will not pass it through you. Because God is not looking for orders. Somebody who is just ordering and ordering. No, God is looking for distributors. If you hear, say I hear. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Reading. It says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded or trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to what? Enjoy. And verse 18, that they what? Do good. That they be what? Rich in good work. So you are not rich yet until you are rich in good work. Ready to what? Distribute. Willing to what? Communicate. And look at what happens, what it means. Verse 19, when you are doing this, this is the result. You are laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. Because a time is coming where Satan will come at the world, and we're already here. All the economic up and down. A time is coming. But what they've done is that they have laid up for themselves. As you carry out this kingdom agenda, you are laying up for yourself in heaven a foundation that Satan cannot touch. And that is why I tell you, and I've said it many times again, covenant people does not know hard time. It's not about the nation. It's not about the work. It's not about what you do. Are you catching that now? It's not in the country. It's not even in the work that you do. It is the practice of the covenant. When you are a covenant practitioner, even in a desert land, you will still flourish. Somebody say, I hear. Somebody say, I hear. I say, somebody say, I hear. Why? Because the covenant will not break. Psalm 89 verse 34. The covenant will not break. The covenant will not break. The covenant remain in force. No matter the climate that is in the world. Somebody say, I hear. Jeremiah 33 verse 20 to 22. It says, if you can break the covenant of the day and night. He said, therefore, let the covenant that I have with David be broken. Hallelujah. I see grace being released. I said, I see grace being released. Amen. Now, don't forget, this covenant, as we said, begins from Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, all the way to 22. In the 22 part of it, he made an emphasis. He said, as long as the earth remaineth, seed time, harvest time, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not what? Cease. Seed time and harvest time. It anchors on seed and harvest. If you want a harvest, you must sow a seed. You are not permitted to call for a harvest of the seed that you have not sown. That will be a thief. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, all the way to 6. Let's read that quickly. 2 Corinthians 9. But this I say, he that soweth sparingly, how will they reap? And he that soweth bountifully, how will they reap? Verse next, he say, every man, say every man. Louder, you can say every man, including me. As he has proposed in his heart, let him what? Not, don't be grudging. There's no church that is looking for your pocket. God is looking for your blessing. That's why we are teaching it. Some people say, why do we teach finance? Why should we not teach it? Because you go into the Bible. This is the Bible I'm reading. I'm not reading any other book. Jesus taught it, so we must teach it. And why are we teaching it? Because the more we teach it, the more people understand. True of us. And the more people understand, the more people become outstanding in it. Kingdom people must do well financially this end time. Say with me, including me. For God loves a what? Cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. Put that on the screen quickly. Let's finish that up to verse number 10. Let him what? Give. Somebody say, let him give. For God loves what? Verse 8. And God is able to what? Make all grace abound to us. Have you noticed that everything you do is still for you? So when you are blessing the poor, I know you think you are helping the poor, but you are helping yourself. Everything you still do is for you. When you are paying your tithe, everything you do, you are not helping the church. You are helping yourself. All grace still abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to what? Every good work. Somebody say, I receive grace. Everything you do is still for you. Look at your neighbor and say, my neighbor. Everything you do, you are still the beneficiary of it. So it begins with tithing, like we have said, and we have shared in the course of this month. Somebody say, what is tithing? Malachi 3, verse 8 to 10, he said, you have robbed me. They asked, why did we rob you? He said, you robbed me in your tithe, in your offering. What is the tithe? The tithe is the one-tenth. Leviticus 27, verse 30. He said, all of the tithe are the Lord's. All of the tithes. All of the tithe, not some. All of the tithe. All of the tithe are the Lord. So it belongs to God. That's why he said, you rob me. When you take what does not belong to you, what is it called? That's robbery. That's why in Malachi, he said, you rob me. It's a kingdom principle. Now verse 10. Bring ye all the tithe. Verse 10, please. Bring ye all. Because you may bring 9% and say it's the tithe. Oh my God. Oh God, understand that I am in need. No, you are putting yourself first. You are putting yourself first. Oh God, God grace will cover me. No problem. It will cover you. But in this area, until you follow this area, you remain where you are. Remember, God does not break his word. He won't break it because you are crying. Bring it to the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. So this is not what you give to a person. This is what you give to his house. And prove me now. Somebody say, prove me now. Say the Lord of all. If I will not what? Open the windows of heaven and pour you out what? So what comes as a result of the tithe? The blessing. And what does the blessing do? It makes people rich and does not have sorrow. And when the blessing comes, he said, you shall not have enough room to receive it. Somebody say, I hear. Let's go to the next verse. Everybody read one to go. And I will rebuke the devourer for yourself. Hold on. Who is the devourer? Who is the devourer? Satan. Satan is the devourer. Satan is the one that will come at you. So listen to me. Your tithe is like a spiritual insurance against the devourer. You are doing all other giving, but you are negating on your tithe. You are not rebuking the devourer. To rebuke the devourer is like a insurance. Many of us know what insurance is. Insurance is what? When they what? Against what? Against what? Talk to me. Those in insurance. Insurance is what? Anything against what? Risks. Uncertainty. When something happened that you did not plan for. They have been collecting all your money. Your car insurance. You are angry. You are angry. You are angry. Until the day your enemy will have what? Car accident. And then the car is written off. And you need to buy a new one. Then you will now know, thank God, I've been paying insurance. It secures us against the evil days. So listen to me, people of God. If you do every other thing and you miss it in your tithing, you don't have a security. You don't have a security. So I heard our Father in the Lord putting it in this way. He said, your tithing is your covenant insurance of security. Why other givings that we are talking about in the course of this season is your platform for multiplication. That is why you notice everywhere tithing was called, it didn't say you give it. It said you pay it. Do you know why? Because it's not your own in the first place. Do you say, I give my tithe, my tax? Do you ever even say, I just give my tax? What did they say? I've just paid. Why do you pay your tax? It's not your own. The government will come at you if you're not careful. So the devourer can be sickness that God can shield you from. The devourer can be an accident that God can deliver you from. The devourer can be a disease. It may not be monetary,
but it can be a sickness that Satan wants to bring your way so that you start spending all your money in the sickness. But what will he do? He will secure you against it.
Thank you, Jesus. The testimony of Iloba was read today. He said they told them in their company that they are losing their job. How many of you saw that testimony, the second testimony? He said, and God reminded him through the voice of our Father and the Lord that you are too defended because you are a tighter. Are you catching that now? So this mentality came awake and said, no, I'm a tighter. I don't lose, I only get. And went back to his boss and said, I cannot lose my job. And his boss said, okay, let's have a talk. What do you want me to do for you? Watch. He said, I want promotion. We are talking about security in your job. You are now telling us what? Promotion. And what was his testimony? 40% increase and was given a role of a manager. Please give Jesus a big hand. If you like, learn. If you like, don't learn.
When men say there is a casting down,
you'll be saying there's a lifting up.
Because you are a covenant practitioner.
If you are not a covenant practitioner, there are certain things you can't even say when Satan is coming to you. Let's be reminded that Abraham, our father, was also a tither. In Genesis chapter 14, we see that in verse 18 to 20, Abraham gave the tithe of all. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth the bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High. Go next, please. And he blessed him, and blessed be Abraham of the Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. Verse 20. And he blessed be the Most High of God, which he has delivered unto the enemies. And he gave him what? The tithe of all. Abraham was. Abraham, blessings are mine. Abraham, blessings are mine. I'm blessed in the morning. I'm blessed in the evening. Abraham, what? Well, you must do the work of Abraham. Isaac, the son of Abraham, was also a tither. Genesis 28, verse 20 to 22. You see that there. So, Isaac did not say, my father was a tither. I don't have to. Every man to his destiny. Somebody say, I receive grace. What more? We must remember the channel of giving to the needy. Somebody say, giving to the needy. It's gateway to the world of favor. Giving to the needy. Proverbs 28, verse 27. He that giveth to the poor shall not lack. Proverbs 28, 27. He that giveth to the poor shall not lack. He that giveth to the poor shall not lack. He that giveth to the poor shall not lack. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 19, 17. Proverbs 19, 17. Let's read quickly, everyone. One, two, go. He that has pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. And that which he has given will be paid him. So anytime you are taking care of the needy, you are actually borrowing God money. And God is a very just God. He will pay you back. Not like your neighbor. You know, you gave your neighbor money and you are still chasing the money. Not God. If you lend to God, God is true. He cannot lie. He will pay you back. And when God pay you back, my brother, you are favored.
Remember, Jesus said in Matthew 26, 11, he said, for the poor you will always have among you. Till we leave this earth, poverty
and poor people will still be around us. But you will not be among the poor. I didn't hear your louder amen. Amen. Deuteronomy 15 and verse 11. He said, for the poor shall never cease in the land. So Paul admonishes us in Galatians 6 and verse 2. He said we should bear another burden. Bear each other's burden. Be a burden carrier as much as you can. In verse 10, he said, for when you have the opportunity, as long as you have the opportunity, let us do good to how many people? Especially unto them who are of what? Of the household of faith. Please pay attention to this. These things are vital. So every time somebody is in need and your ear hears it, heaven is simply saying, opportunity to change your story. Listen, you are not helping them, you are helping yourself. And that is why, listen to me, people of God, don't discuss people's problem. Instead of discussing it, what should you do? Pray for them. Don't make somebody's downfall your gossip. That's not fair. That's not fair. Tell your neighbor, that's not fair. Because one day, you too may be down. When something is not going well for somebody, don't start saying, you know what, God is judging him. God is judging her. Keep quiet. You are not the judge. You are not the judge. Let the judge do the judge. What should you do to your brother? Pray for the brother. Pray for the sister. And if you can, what do you do? Give your helping hand. Somebody say, I receive grace. And one of the things I have noticed is that the hand that gives is always up. If I want to give you now, I don't do this. No, I do this. Every time you are a giver, you are simply telling God, I always want to be at the top. Anytime you are the taker, you are simply saying, God, I always want to be in the down. God forbid. I see grace coming upon you. Somebody say, I receive that grace. Louder you can say, I receive that grace. So please don't play with your kingdom care seeds. Kingdom care, meaning you are caring for somebody in the kingdom. There are opportunities for that. Your transport seed that you hear them call time and time again here is like saying to God, Lord, I want to help somebody who needs transportation to come to your house and perhaps may not need it. You are telling God, Lord, I want to be part of those who are fueling the buses so that the shuttle buses can go and get people to come and have an encounter with God. And you can't be doing that and heaven is not taking record. I see grace coming upon us. Somebody say, I receive that grace. So everyone should labor to be blessed. Labor for the blessing. Labor for the blessing. Very quickly. How does God bless us? Remember in Proverbs 10:22, the word of the Lord says here. He said, the blessings of the Lord makes what? Rich. And hardeth no sorrow. But how does God bless us? Few points for us to note. One, God blesses us through divine direction. Somebody say, through divine direction. As he did in the case of Abraham. Stranded man, destitute, nothing was working. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 all the way to 3. And God appeared to him and said, Abraham, I want to change your story. Get out. Come, let me show you. Life can be changed. Life can be better than this. And God told him to get out. And Abraham departed. Verse 3. Verse 4. And in Genesis chapter 13 verse 1 and 2, the Bible says Abraham, who was a destitute in chapter 12, the Bible says Abraham became very rich. Genesis 13, please, verse 1. And Abraham was very rich, verse 2, in silver, in gold,
in silver, in gold.
How?
Direction.
Somebody say direction.
Genesis 48, verse 17. I am the Lord your God. I teach you to profit, and I lead you in the way that you should go. I teach you, and I lead you. This week, God will lead you to profit.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
Say with me, God still leads people today. Louder you can, God still leads people today. As he will begin to lead me from today.
Number two, how God's blessings through the work of our hands. Like the case of Isaac, through the work of our hands. Through the work of our hands. Through the work of our hand. Listen to me. The blessings of God is looking for the work of your hand. The blessings of God is looking for the work of your hand. The blessings of God. He said, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a what? A blessing. But where is the blessing looking for? It's looking for what you are doing. In Psalm verse 1. And verse 3, the B part of it. It says, whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. Now listen to me. It is not the work that you do. It is the blessing in the work. Can you see that? The blessing in the work. So no matter the career, I don't care. When the blessing comes on that career becomes blessed. That business become blessed. Somebody say, I receive that. I see the blessing of God coming upon the work of your hand. Now look at the way he put it here for Job. Every one of us remember Job. Job chapter 1 verse 10. He said, hast thou not made an hedge around him, about his house, about all that he had on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of what? His hand. Please stretch forth your hand. I decree that the work of your hand shall be blessed.
Amen. I didn't hear you loud, amen.
Amen.
From today, this hand shall be no longer dry hands. There will be flourishing hands. There will be flourishing hands. Whatever you lay your hand to do, it shall prosper.
Amen.
You believe God, say louder, amen.
So if you are not working, life may never work.
You have to look for something to do. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10. Whatever your hand findeth to do, do it. Don't talk it, do it. Engage your hand into a work. There is dignity in labor.
When God wants to bless you, he's looking for what you are doing. So if you are sitting down in the house and you are not doing anything, what will God bless? No Christian should settle down for not doing nothing. I'm not talking about being busy. I'm talking about being active, engaging in a work. Don't tell me you are a husband, wife, or a housewife, or a house husband. That's not a title. Find something to do. Tell your neighbor. Find something to do. Find something to do. Find something to do. Find something to do. Proverbs 10:4. He became a poor that dealeth with his slack hand. He became a poor. Proverbs 10:4. He became a poor that dealeth with his slack hand. Once your hand is slack, he say you become poor. God wants to bless you, but your hand is too slack. May you never be slack. And if you slack, you will lack.
He's looking for your hand. He's looking for your hand. Number three, God blesses us through divine ideas. The rain of divine ideas, like he did in the case of Jacob. Genesis chapter 30, verse 30 to 33, verse 37, all the way to 43. I see grace coming.
You see, when people are looking for how God bless, these are the things you should be looking out for. Ideas. A business idea. Are you catching that now? You see a problem and God just give you a solution to it. Catch it. Embrace it. Are you getting it? Monetize it. There is a blessing in it.
God is not against ideas. God has always been the source of all ideas. So when you are looking, you see, when you give your tithe, you give to the poor, you give to advancing the kingdom, you give to parents, you are doing all these things we are saying. When the blessing comes, this is one of the ways. You just sit down and an idea prop out of your mind. Don't say, well, I'm just dreaming. No, catch it. Sit down. Write it down. Go and begin to brood on it. How can this solve the issues of humanity? Because there is a blessing in it. There is a blessing in it. Monetize it. Tell your neighbor, monetize it. Because there's a blessing in it. Number four, through divine favor. And that's where we are coming into. Through what? Through what? I see God favoring you. As in the case of Joseph, Genesis 39, verse 1 to 4, verse 21 to 23. Please write that down. God will favor you with his blessing. Number five, through priestly blessing. Priestly blessing. Priestly blessing. Somebody say priestly blessing. As in the case of Abraham, Genesis 14, verse 18 to 20. When God wants to bless, he uses the priest to also bless us. Please cherish the blessings of your priest. Cherish. The first testimony we read said, I came to the anointing service and the pastor prayed. I connect. And by Monday, I receive a call that my job is waiting for me. Let me come and get it. It's the same way. Some blessing will be going your way today. As we are ending the service, you are anointing yourself. We are going to be releasing some blessing. Now, please, don't play with priestly blessing. It's part of the kingdom way of blessing the children of God. In Numbers 6, 22 to 27, he told the priest, after this manner, you will bless the people. So there is a blessing in the mouth of your priest. Somebody say with me, my time of favor has come. Louder, you can say, my time of favor has come. The loudest you can say, my time of favor has come. And the loudest you can say, my time of favor has come. The way you want it, you will shout it. Say, my time of favor has come. The loudest you can say, my time of favor has come. Psalm 102, verse 13 and verse 14 and 15. Let's read that quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody is about to shift into favor. It says, for thou will arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time. Remember, we said, God, one way God bless is through what? Favor. Favor. And that is why you are in the covenant day of favor. Because favor is the cure for misfortune. Favor is the cure for misfortune. For the time to favor us. Please put that on the screen has come. He say, yay. The set time is come. Somebody say, yay. The set time is come. So this week, what are you expecting? This week, what are you expecting? For the rest days of this month, what are you expecting? What will begin to happen for you from today? Are you sure you mean what you are saying? I say, what will happen for you beginning from today? Shout in love, favor! Please, within the context I have, I want you to note this down and let it go with you as you'll be praying and believing God for this. It's within the context I have. What is favor in our context today? Just three things I want you to know. One, favor means unusual kindness. Two, unusual acceptance. Three, unusual access. Unusual kindness, unusual acceptance, and unusual what? Access. Who dash monkey banana? I mean, they say in your place of work, get ready, you are losing your job, and you went to meet your boss, and you said, I want an increase. Are you crazy? Somebody say favor. Somebody say favor. Somebody say favor. Somebody say favor. That's the kind you're about to enter on. Unusual kindness. What's the second one? What's the third one? Well, if you don't know it, that means you are not in this service. What's the first one, please? What's the second one? And what's the third one? This will be your experience from today. You see, when favor is on a man, even when the door was shut before you got there, they open it for you. Access, unusual access. Unusual access. Unusual acceptance. 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. You are a peculiar person. You are peculiar. I call it supernatural likability. Please, not an English word. Don't find it. That means when they like you unusually, kanuna karato sekeyama, nembronde kifa bosi abalaba, atulie geriyamahaya. Are you catching what I'm saying? Who like you matters. Who like you? I'm telling the truth. Who like you matters. He said, well, I don't care who like me. Who like you matter. When the king hated King Hafti, immediately, Vashti, she came out of the throne. Immediately, she liked Esther. What happened to Esther? She came out. Who like you matters. I don't care. Who like you matters. Therefore, in the name of Jesus the Christ, everyone that need to be a part of where you are going, that the enemy want to stop you from, I decree that they will begin to like you unusually. By the anointing that is coming upon you today, I decree supernatural likeness. The days of begging and borrowing are finally over. The days of begging for position are finally over. Beginning from today, they will begin to call you to say, come and take your position. You receive it, say the loudest, amen. But we don't wait for favor. We provoke it. Psalm 42, 45, verse 12. Even the rich shall entreat thy favor. We don't wait for it. It won't fall on your lap. We provoke it. Five keys to provoking favor. One, be born again. Be born again. Psalm 5 and verse 12. Thou will rise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor has come. Yea! The set time is come. God will always favor his righteous. Two, engage your heart in panting after God and the interest of his kingdom. We saw that in Psalm 102, verse 13 and 14. You cannot love God and his kingdom, and God does not cause people to love you. Number three, stay in love with God. Romans 8, 28. Stay in love with God. Number four, engage in delightsome obedience to every instruction from the word. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3. Just be delighted in obedience. Five, which is last but not the least, engage in thanksgiving as a lifestyle. Let thanksgiving, praise, worship become your lifestyle. When Herodias' daughter danced in Mark chapter 6, verse 21 to 23, the Bible says it pleased the king. She was so in dance that the king called her and said, my daughter, come. What do you want me to give to you, even to the half of my kingdom? So engage a lifestyle of praise. And I'm going to encourage you, people of God, let this week be a week of special praise and thanksgiving in your closet. Dance around it. Dance around it. And you will come back to dance on the altar. Yeah. I repeat myself again. Dance around that situation.
and you will come back to dance on this altar. And it will not be long. It's this week. Because next week is Thanksgiving and dedication. You are coming for your Thanksgiving. Tell your neighbor, I'm coming for my Thanksgiving. Now somebody say, what is this saying? I've been going through this problem for the past 7 years. I don't care the time you have been going through the problem. The Bible said the time to favor her has come. The time. When God says the time, who is the devil that wants to say it's not your time? Therefore, this week is your time. I said, this week is your time. I said, this week is your time. Everybody say, my time of favor has come. Rise up on your feet and say, my time of favor has come. Please, the loudest you can, say, my time of favor has come. The loudest you can, say, my time of favor has come. And the loudest you can, say, my time of favor has come. Media, if you can put that on the screen, those three words, so that everybody will see it. And I want you to pray it. Jesus, unusual kindness. Unusual acceptance, unusual access. Let it be my portion from today. Let it be what? Lift up your voice and pray. If you can, as much as you can. Let it be my portion from today. Unusual. Marokoski amana kapara. Unusual. Setepeke topaya. Lileke no notori. Unusual. It's on the screen. Unusual kindness. Don't mind your neighbor. Don't mind your enemy. Lord, by your favor, bring me into the place of unusual. Hakatabara toke kishite. Mirene mono koteke bababa. This is not the time to shut your mouth. This is not the time to look at your neighbor. Do you need favor? Lord, bring me to it. 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 Lord, let me enter it. I have seen kindness before, but let me begin to experience unusual kindness, unusual acceptance, unusual access. Doors that my fathers have not entered. Doors my generation has not entered. Lord, bring me inside it. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We are going to partake of the anointing. But before we do that, I want to give room for anyone who wants to be born again. There is a favor that only comes to the children of God. And that's the truth, people of God. I'm not telling you lie. Isaiah 5 and verse number 12 confirm it. He only ran the righteous. Who is the righteous? One who have accepted Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Not for everybody. Can you therefore be in this service and miss out? Don't miss out. Please don't. If you check your heart, you are not born again. You have not surrendered your lordship of your life to Jesus. Please give me the privilege to pray with you. It's very important. We want to partake of the anointing, but we need to do this. Nowhere is too far. Wherever you are, please, I want you to come to the altar so we can pray. Pastor, pray for me. I want a new walk with Jesus. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I have lived my life, yes, but now I want to live for Jesus because I want this same kind of favor that he gives to his people. Wherever you are. Church, please clap your hands. Let's encourage anyone that wants to come. Come quickly to the altar. 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 Please, if you want to come, please come. You are a brother, come. You are a sister, come. It's not too far. Be encouraged. Don't listen to the voice of the devil. Listen to the voice of God. Please come. Something say you need to be in front. Run. It's the best decision you can ever make. It's the best. It's the best. It's the best. That young man is the best. That young woman is the best.
Even the elderly is the best. You are a teenager, you are a child. You is the best decision you can ever make. The best. The best. The best. Thank you, Jesus. Is the best decision you can ever make. Please, those of us in front, with your hands bowed, place your right hand upon your chest and pray this simple prayer with me. If you want to quickly come, please, it's not late. Don't say, oh, the pastor has started praying. Come and meet us, even now that we are praying. Say with me, Lord Jesus. Those of us in front, say with me, Lord Jesus. I come to you today in total surrender. I cannot help myself. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Forgive me my sin. Wash me with your precious blood. From today, I receive you into my life as my Lord and my Savior. And from today, I receive the power to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say louder, amen. Please, with your hands bowed, I pray for you right now. That same grace that I brought you forward, that grace will keep you for life. I don't know what you experienced till now, but now, the favor that God bears to the righteous, that favor now runs you as encompass you like a shield. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Please open your eyes. You're going to go with our kingdom friends, with our pastors over there, please. They will help you with the decision you have made. Give you one or two materials. Church, please clap your hands for Jesus. Get your bottles of anointing oil and let's pray. Get your bottles of oil. Unusual kindness. Unusual access. Unusual acceptance. Father, thank you. Please note, every third Sunday anointing service, come with your bottle. It's important you come with it so we can pray on your own. But if you don't have right now, your neighbor will put one in your hand. That the content of this oil is blessed. That as we anoint ourselves, hear what he said. It's Psalm 92 and verse 10. Look at what he said. Psalm 92 and verse 10. Put it on the screen. He said, but my horn shall thou exalt like the what? And I shall be anointed like what? Somebody say fresh. This anointing shall be fresh on your head. I say it shall be fresh on your head. It shall be fresh on your head. It shall be your anointing of unusual favor. It shall be your anointing of unusual favor. It shall be your anointing of unusual favor. By this anointing, the yoke of misfortune is broken. The yoke of penury is broken. The yoke of sickness and disease is broken. Whatever looks like a trap of the enemy, as you anoint yourself, that trap is finally destroyed. He said the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke of misfortune is finally destroyed in the name of Jesus. From today, by this anointing, begin to enjoy unusual access, unusual kindness, unusual likeness, unusual love. No door shall be shut against you again. By this anointing, I curse the root of sickness and disease. I curse the root of sickness and disease. Be healed in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Say with me, unusual kindness. Unusual access. Unusual acceptance. It's my portion from today. Louder you can, unusual favor. It's my portion from today. Place the anointing upon your head. And begin to give God thanks. This is your portion from today. This is your portion from today. This is your portion. No more sickness. No more disease. No more sickness. No more disease. No more sickness. No more disease. You are going up with your testimony. You are going up. It's your week of favor. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you want, you can also take a shot of the oil if you believe in it. Let the anointing touch your tongue. As we take it, every sickness and disease inside our body is flushed out. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody who received that, say louder, amen. You received that, say the loudest, amen. Please cover your bodies. Choir, you will sing us. As we are singing us, all those who are here for the very first time, come towards the altar. We want to pray for you. We receive you. We bless you before you go home. You can't sit down and praise God. Remember, praise your way to favor this week. Unusual dance, unusual favor. Go ahead. All our first timers, please come towards the altar. God bless you. All our first timers, come towards the altar. Join the choir and celebrate what will be happening to you from today. Those who are already favored, they are clapping their hands for Jesus. Church, please take your seat. We want to welcome all our first timers. Welcome you to Winners Chapel International, Birmingham, the home of signs and wonders. We want you to know that you are not here by accident. Jesus brought you to himself. And already, you can see the blessing is already coming on you. We're going to agree with you and pray with you today because we know God changes lives. And I want you to believe God for a positive change. Even haven't come to worship with us from today. Hallelujah. You want to bow your head so we pray with you, Father. Thank you for all our special guests. Lord, you never allow the seed of Jacob to seek in vain. We therefore pray for special blessing. Special blessing. Church, I didn't say, yeah, you say amen. Amen. Upon each and every one of them, everything begins to change. Everything begins to turn. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Church, would you say a loud amen, please? Amen. Please open your eyes. You're going to be going with our kingdom friends over here. They are holding the placards. If you want to march and just go with them, church, we clap hands for you. We are going to hear your good news. We are going to hear your testimony. Things are changing for you and your family. And so shall it be. Church, clap more hands for them. 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 Shall we all rise on our feet? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, this week is your week of favor. Now ask your neighbor, what is this week for you? What did they say? Say to your neighbor, my week of favor. Good news, good news, good news. Next Sunday is the last Sunday in the month. And remember, I said it prophetically. You will come here to share your Thanksgiving. For those who believe it, Thanksgiving service, new dawn banquet. New season for each and every one of us. Please be on the lookout for it. Be fully engaged. Be part of everything we are doing this week. Your life will never remain the same again.
Now look at your neighbor again and say, this week is your week of favor. Whether the devil like it or not. Say louder, amen. When you get home, please anoint your homes. Anoint every area you want to see favor. Lift up your hands, go in peace. I say go in peace. Return back with your favor testimony. If you receive it, you will say louder, amen.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.